You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hello, Earth, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. I'm Kevin Smith, your host, and a special welcome to those of you who are joining us for the very, very first time. I'm delighted you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. It's a great habit to get into. Last week, early this week, I believe it was on Monday, I believe that's correct, I told you about our friend Dick Criswell having a stroke on Sunday. At that time, he was in the hospital. And I've received quite a number of emails from people wanting to know how is he doing. So I want to give you a quick update. I talked with him on the telephone just a few minutes ago before the show, and he is home, and he is able to walk and is almost fully recovered. He still has a few little issues, but he's almost completely recovered, and that's very good news. And he said for me to tell you thank you for all of your prayers and healing energy that you sent his way. It has certainly made a big, big difference for him in his recovery. Now, those of you who are... You can go over to his website, and the email address is there. You can send him an email and tell him personally about your well wishes and your prayers. His website is ipusnetwork.com, ipusnetwork.com. And I know he would love to hear from you. Those of you who are brand new to the show need to know that we have a free weekly newsletter. It is called the K-Files E-Zine. And you can go over to my website. My website is kevinsmithshow.com. Just go over to my website, and you'll see a little button there that says K-Files E-Zine. Just click it and subscribe. And you're going to get a confirmation email. You have to click the link that's in the confirmation email, and then you're good to go. Now, you can unsubscribe anytime you want to, and there are no strings attached. So there's no reason for you to remain in the dark. You need to be in the loop, in the information loop, and you do that by subscribing to the K-Files E-Zine. The last two nights, we have presented to you some classic encore presentations of some really fabulous guests that we've had. And Dr. Stephen Greer was one night, and Giorgio Tsoukalos was the second night. And the reason for that was our cable company was upgrading our cable system so that we now have fiber optics. And I'm glad for that. I just did not want to chance trying to broadcast live and then finding that it wouldn't work. And so what we did is we ran the classic encores off of our server, and which, of course, is not here. Our server is elsewhere. And I hope you enjoyed those shows. The work has apparently been completed on the cable system. and we are able to be back live tonight. And tonight we're going to do sort of a quasi-open line, but I want to talk about something that one of you sent to me today. We'll be back right after this. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steeleye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. And we are back. You know, each week we send out the K-Files e-zine, and there are so many of you that are receiving it. And so you have read my oft comments about my frequent comments about the fact that this is really all about you. This is your show. This is our show together. It's not about me. It's about you and the things that interest you. I get asked sometimes, well, where do you come up with the topics for the shows? Or where do you come up with the guests? Well, most of the time, it's from you. Most of the time, it's from emails that I have received from our listeners, and I do appreciate your emails. And you write in and you recommend people to be guests on the show, or if you're not recommending people, you recommend a link for me to take a look at. And I can tell you, everyone who uses our contact page and sends an email, your email gets read. Now, I've told you before, it's sort of a roll of the dice if you don't use the contact page, because I get so much spam. I mean, unbelievable volumes of spam mail. And so I've got all these spam filters, and they're really pretty tight. And we designed the contact page specifically to get you through all of those spam filters. If you use the contact page, your email gets to me, and I do read it. I don't mind if you just send an email to my email address. It's host@kevinsmithshow.com. But it's pretty certain it will not make it through the filters. Once in a while, one does, but usually it doesn't. I don't mind if you try that, except you got to understand it's probably going to be filtered. So use the contact page. Well, Dan Schwartz sent me, one of our listeners sent me an email, which I read this afternoon, and suggested a link that I take a look at. I did, and changed what I had planned to talk about tonight. I think that it's a really interesting, it's an event, I guess you could say, that's coming up. And I'm not talking about something where, you know, it's like a convention or something like that. It is a declaration that is supposed to happen on 08-08-08, August 8-08. And it's supposed to happen at 8 p.m. Universal Time. And so you need to know what your time displacement is. Ours is minus 7 hours here, so that would be 1 p.m. For us. But 8 p.m. Universal Time, or Greenwich Mean Time, all right? This is called the Galactic Freedom Day Declaration. Now, the reason I think this is interesting is because they have made a formal declaration. It's on the internet. Let me pull it up, as a matter of fact. I'm going to read parts of it to you. I may read it all. It's not all that long. But it is Galactic Freedom Day Declaration. And in this declaration, there are some pretty interesting statements. And I have questions about some of these statements. I want to clarify before I even wade into these waters, all right? Because sometimes, well, not sometimes, all the time, there are very vast numbers of people who hear what they prefer to hear rather than what comes out of these lips. They imagine that I have said something. They read into something that I have said. And that's always a bad thing to do, especially with someone like me. I'm not unique. I'm not the only person like this. There are many. But if I say A, I really don't mean A plus a little bit or minus a little bit. I really don't mean C, D, E, or F. I mean A. So I say what I say. Now, the reason I bring that up is because there are people who read into what other people say. They read into it their own meanings. And that's one of the reasons this country is in such a mess today. It's one of the reasons that the media even can exist today, because that's what they do. And people just have a steady diet of it. And I understand. I do. I understand that you get this from 360 degrees around you, and after a while, you forget how to think independently. Now, I'm not referring to all of you. I am referring, however, to all of us, and that's important. It's an important distinction. The distinction being that I am not exempt from it either. I get hit from 360 degrees. So that, and what we're being hit with basically in the media is garbage. And then we wonder why we don't think clearly anymore. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who don't recognize that they don't think clearly anymore. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who have not recognized that there's been a change in the way they think. If you know there's been a change, you know something is affecting you, then you obviously then can do something about it. Now, specifically, this ties in with this declaration. I'll read it in just a moment. Hang on to your ticket. I have said on this show many, many times my position. I've stated it on this show with great clarity, my position on the subject of government cover-ups of UFO information and extraterrestrial information. And even when I state that position with such great clarity, and it is crystal clear, I get emails from people who are taking exception. And I got several not too long ago. I responded to an email I got that took exception to my support, is the word that was used, my support of the government cover-up on UFOs and ETs. And so I took time on the show to read that email and to respond to it and to explain that simply because I say I understand why they do it, or at least some of the reasons, simply because I say I understand it doesn't mean that I support it. It doesn't mean that I am in favor of it. But I did say that if we're talking about high technology, weapons-grade technology, if that's what we're talking about, and they're covering that, then I do support that. And I want to say it just as clearly as I can say it now. If we're talking about weapons-grade technology that has come from off-world, if that's what we're talking about, then I do support keeping that secret. And I support that unabashedly, and I don't know how else to say it. I think it would be insane to let that kind of technology get out into the world where we have people like this, how do you say his name, Ahmadinejad, over in Iran. Now imagine what it would be if he got his hands on some of this. It would be a Holocaust for the entire planet. I am not a psychiatrist, I am not a psychologist, and therefore this is a layman's opinion. My opinion is I think the man is insane. But he's not the only one by a long shot. So if we're talking about weapons-grade technology that has come from off-world or from anywhere, I totally, completely support keeping the lid on it. However, there are a great many things related to UFOs and extraterrestrials that are not in that category whatsoever. And in fact, I have no knowledge that weapons-grade technology has come to us from off-world. I have no knowledge that that's the case. Oh, I hear all the rumors like you do. I read all that on the internet like you do, but I have no knowledge that that is, in fact, the case. And I think it is purely speculation when other people say that it is a fact. I think it's not in the category of fact. I think it's in the category of speculation. But I think there is a lot of information about UFOs. There is a lot of information about extraterrestrials. It's not in that category. And I, like you, am curious as to what's in those secret files. I have said over and over that I am not a crusader who is willing to get my hands on secret information and rip the lid off of something classified. I will not do that because I don't know why it was classified. But I am like you in that I am like many of you, and in fact, many of you have the exact opinion and position that I'm voicing right here. But some of you have a little different variation of it. But like you, I'm interested in all that stuff. I would love to know. I would love to know if, in fact, we have recovered discs or craft. I would love to know if, in fact, we have recovered the bodies of some of the occupants of these craft as they crashed or after they crashed. I would love to know, but I don't know, and do I support the cover-up? No, I don't support it, but I do understand their reasoning. Now, as I say, this ties into this Galactic Freedom Day declaration, and I'm going to read that to you in just a little bit, but right here on this show, I have told you that it doesn't take much to cause a stampede. Right here on this show, I have told you over and over again that I've seen it happen. On the basis of a mere rumor, I've told you that. And I get emails from people who disagree with that, and that's fine. I enjoy the disagreeing emails just like I do the ones that agree. And in fact, the ones that disagree sometimes bring up points that I had not considered and help me to learn something I had not known. So I enjoy, if you agree or disagree, your emails. I enjoy them, and I read them. And the same with your telephone calls. But I want you to remember, I want to call the record to the table here. I told you over and over, I've said it, that on the basis of a mere rumor, people will panic. And I've gotten emails from you saying we're beyond that. Well, have you been watching the news? Have you been seeing what happened to the bank out in California, IndyMac? On the basis of a rumor, a letter that was leaked to the press, where a senator expressed his great concern over IndyMac, was leaked to the press. And in a matter of a couple of days, there was such a run on that bank by its depositors that it forced that bank to be taken over by the FDIC. Now, you can argue that that letter was not the cause, but that is what the regulators at FDIC said. That's what they said. They said that that letter triggered a run on the bank. Now, this bank was already being controlled by the FDIC. That may not be the proper word, but they were already there and had been since, I think, June. And they were working on a sale of this bank and were close to having it done, so that there would be no problem whatsoever And they were doing it very quietly behind the scenes, but when that letter hit, on the basis of that rumor, on the basis of just those words, there was panic. And there was a run on the bank, and there were fights at the door outside the bank. There was chaos, and a multi-billion dollar institution went under. Now, I want you to remember that when you call for immediate full disclosure and let the chips fall where they fall. I want you to remember that that didn't happen in a primitive country, as we usually define being primitive. That didn't happen in a third world country. That happened in the United States of America. That happened in California, which prides itself, I think ridiculously so, as being one of the most astute, sophisticated, elite, and erudite of all the states. That's where that happened. So I want you to remember that when you call for immediate disclosure, immediate full disclosure. Now, does that mean I'm against immediate disclosure? No, I'm not against an immediate disclosure, but I want you to remember that the people you elected to make sure chaos doesn't prevail in the streets and to make sure there's not chaos and anarchy in the streets, the people you elected look at that and they raise an eyebrow or two and wonder, that's just a rumor about a bank. What happens if we start disclosing things about the universe? They have to wonder, and that is in the background of their decisions. You have to realize that. You have to realize that no matter how elite and erudite and sophisticated you think we are, right there's your proof. Right there in California, right there at the IndyMac Bank, there's your proof. That's who we are. We're not who we wish we were. We're not who we think we are. We're right there at IndyMac Bank. That's where we are. And so these people have to think about that. They have to think about the possible consequences of their words if they were to disclose anything about ETs. If they were to disclose that we're not alone in the universe, if they were to disclose that we are being visited by extraterrestrials, if they were to disclose all the things that you suspect they know, if they were, what do you think would happen? Now keep IndyMac in your mind. Consider what took place right there on your TV screen. You saw it. You heard it on your radio. You saw it on your television. A rumor, just a rumor. And there was chaos that closed that bank. I wish we weren't that way, but we are. I wish we were thinkers instead of emoters, but we're not. We are emotional as a people. We are emotional way beyond our capacity to think. And you get the results they got. Now, this declaration we're going to get to after the break, this declaration calls upon the governments of the world to spill the beans. And it does so in very specific, straightforward language. And I would like to know, after I read this and comment on it just a little bit, I'm going to open the telephone lines, and I'd like to know what you think about it. We'll be back right after this. We'll be right back.
horrors of an ancient time. Some mistress on my empties. And I remember some of my own life. Put a little youth in heart's confession. Then reach down to your soul. We all need to look much deeper.
All right, welcome back, and we're talking about this declaration. It's called the Galactic Freedom Day Declaration, and let me just read portions of this. Maybe I'll read it all, we'll see. We are an association of citizen organizations and private citizens dedicated to research, public education, and political activism concerning extraterrestrial life. In circumstances where our interests are not faithfully represented by national governments in relation to extraterrestrial life, we recognize our inalienable right to exercise citizen governance. We consequently issue the following declaration. We recognize the reality of extraterrestrial life and its understanding and use of advanced technology, scientific principles, and universal knowledge. We affirm the natural right of all citizens to have safe and open contact with extraterrestrial visitors and to engage in non-official diplomacy, and affirm the heartfelt intent of humanity to live in peaceful and cooperative relationship with extraterrestrial civilizations. We assert that national governments claiming to represent the interests of their citizenry have repeatedly failed to disclose the reality of extraterrestrial life and the principles and knowledge such life possesses for 60 years. We accept evidence from a number of sources, including scientists, researchers, military personnel, corporate personnel, whistleblowers, and experiencers, that governmental entities within the United States and other major nations have entered into secret agreements concerning extraterrestrial life and or technology. In some cases, these agreements are with representatives of extraterrestrial civilizations and have been elevated to treaty status. We understand these agreements allow for the manufacture and distribution of technology and knowledge deriving from extraterrestrial civilizations. In some cases, extraterrestrials are allowed to establish bases on Earth, extract a range of resources, and perform invasive medical procedures on civilians. We object that governmental extraterrestrial agreements have not been made public or ratified in accord with constitutional procedures in the United States or other nations. We hereby exercise our inalienable right of citizen governance and proclaim that on 08-08-08 at 8 p.m. Universal Time, number one, all secret agreements between any government authorized agency, department, organization, or corporation concerning or with any extraterrestrial civilization or group are null and void. Number two, all future agreements between government authorized agency, department, organization, or corporation concerning or with any extraterrestrial civilization or group not publicly disclosed and openly ratified are null and void. Number three, all secret agreements involving corporations or groups acting independently of national governments or international organizations and not disclosed to national governments and to the general public are null and void. We declare that 08-08-08 will be subsequently known as Galactic Freedom Day in recognition of our inalienable right of citizen governance. We call upon members of the public to show their support by signing this declaration and celebrating Galactic Freedom Day on 08-08-08 and on subsequent yearly anniversaries. And then there is a list here of organizations who have sponsored this. Okay? Among them, Earth Transformation Conference, Exopolitics Institute, Exopolitics Radio, Exopolitics Toronto, Institute for Cooperation in Space, Exopolitics UK, Exopolitics Spain, Exopolitics South Africa, Exopedia Organization, Exopolitics Hong Kong, PhoenixLights3.com, Dolphin Connection International, Exopolitics.org, GalacticDiplomacy.com, Paradigm, Extraterrestrial Phenomena Political Action Committee, Paradigm Research Group, Exopolitics World Network, Exopolitics.com, Interdimensional Angels, Center for Galactic Diplomacy.com, Prepare for Contact Forum, Alchemy Today for Tomorrow. Now, these are the groups that have sponsored this Galactic Freedom Day Declaration. Now, I bring this up because I want us to have a serious discussion on this. I bring this up and I bring up the connection with our behavior on the basis of a rumor about a bank. I bring them up together on purpose, and the purpose is not to discourage Galactic Freedom Day Declaration. That's not the purpose. The purpose is that as we think about a Galactic Freedom Day, a declaration of galactic freedom, as we think about that, I think we need to think about the people that we hired, we elected. You went and voted, and we elected people for the House of Representatives here in the United States, the Senate. We elected a president. We have elected officials from that level all the way down to dog catcher in your town. We voted for them, and when you vote for them, you're saying, I am willing to hire you. So we as a people have hired these people on the basis of we expect them to do their jobs. And we have specifically outlined what their jobs are. And we're paying them big money to go do their jobs on our behalf or in our behalf. And the same thing is true in places like Canada, the UK, Australia, Germany, Sweden, Denmark, the Netherlands, all these places where there is democracy. That's also true in Thailand and in India. A lot of the Asian countries where we have audience are democracies. And so you voted for these people to go do their jobs, and you have specific things you've told them they have to do. And one of the things that we have told our elected officials we absolutely will not tolerate is chaos and anarchy in the streets. And I've given you an example now. I didn't give you the example. I apologize for that. I misspoke. I pointed out an example. I didn't give it to you. It happened. I pointed out an example of how we behave on the basis of a rumor. It's a real-life example. It's in the news. It's in the news today. Today. It's very much in the news. And you've seen it on your television, the IndyMac situation. You've seen the chaos. You've seen the film clips, the video clips of the fights that broke out, the angry depositors, the run on the bank. You've seen it, and you've been hearing about it. Now, keep that in mind as we talk about and consider this Galactic Freedom Day Declaration. And I'm quite serious when I say I really want to hear from you. I want to know what you think, honest to God, looking at what happened, a real-life example. I want to know if you think that when that Galactic Freedom Day Declaration takes place, if the national governments actually adhered to it and disclosed everything about UFOs and extraterrestrials, what do you honestly believe would happen? What do you think would happen? Now, let me click a couple of buttons here, and let's get our telephone number up on the screen for you. And we will take your calls at, well, I clicked it and it didn't come up. Let's try that again. There we go. We'll take your calls at the telephone number that you see right here, okay? This telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Oh, I did it again. It's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario.
Hey, you made it tonight.
Yes, I did. I'm off tonight, so I'm not running a delivery as soon as you go to open mine. So.
All right. What do you think about this?
Well, I think it's about time. You know, I have to agree with the point that you made earlier about some of the cover-ups. I do believe, especially when it comes to extraterrestrial technology, that if it's weapons technology that they created from these extraterrestrial vehicles or with traded with extraterrestrials, I think that technology should be kept out of the hands of our enemies. I think that's a good to keep that covered up is okay. But to admit that there aren't extraterrestrials or to flat out ridicule people who believe in extraterrestrials, I think that's a bunch of hogwash. I think they should at least...
Hey, you used one of my words. I like that, hogwash.
Well, I also used another one of your words, horseradish, a couple times.
That's right. Horseradish is a really good one.
Well, the fact for them not coming out with the fact that extraterrestrials do exist, quite frankly, that's downright ridiculous. Because with all the stuff that has come out over the past few years with extraterrestrials, people coming up with, you know, like high level people, you know, admitting that yes, there was contact with extraterrestrials. The governments have had contacts with them. Our presidents and prime ministers have had contact with them. Why can't they just come out and say, okay, yes, they have been here? Not saying that we picked up technology in Roswell. Don't say nothing about exchanging technology for abductions and whatnot. You know, just flat out come out with the fact that no, to answer the age-old question that we're not alone. The governments have known that we're not alone for decades, if not centuries.
Kevin, are you willing to hang on through the break?
Sure.
Yeah, hang on, and after the break, I want to go into a little bit of depth with you on this. We'll be back.
get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
All right, we are back, and holding on the line, I hope, still with us, is Kevin from Canada. You still with me, Kevin?
Well, I'm not all there, but I'm still here.
I don't know. Did you hear the beginning of the show?
Yes, I did. I've been listening to the whole show.
Okay, good. So you heard the update on Dick Criswell. I had a good conversation with him, and he seems to be recovering well and is in good spirits. So he may be listening.
Yeah, I talked with Dick yesterday also, and he was doing pretty well. So I'm glad to see that the stroke didn't leave him incapacitated. At least he'll still be able to come on the shows and tell us what he knows.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's talk about this for a moment. I brought up a real live situation, and that is the IndyMac Bank in California. Now, do you guys in Canada get that news? Have you been getting it?
Oh, I've been following the news. I don't have a TV right now because I was in the process of moving. I haven't set up my TV yet.
All right. Well, they had large crowds of people taking their money out of the bank just as fast as they could once they had a little rumor that the bank might be in trouble. Mm-hmm. And the bank was in trouble, but it was not in danger of collapse. And the regulators were there preparing for selling the bank. It was going to be bought by another bank. Mm-hmm. And then this letter came out that talked about, it put a little odor in the wind about the possibility that this bank might go under. And there was a run on the bank. There were fights right at the door, people shoving and yelling. And I mean, it was a mess based on a rumor.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you take that and you look at this declaration, what do you think? Now I've pointed to that and said, well, look, that is a real live example of what we really are. We're not what we think we are.
No.
We are what we are. And when you put a little odor of a little bit of problem in the air, and all of a sudden we turn into what we really are.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you think when you look at that and you look at this declaration? What do you think would be the outcome of the national government suddenly disclosing UFO reality and extraterrestrial presence on the planet?
Well, you know, coming up with a declaration that these things, that extraterrestrials actually exist, and if that, what happens with the bank, is any indication, what happened with Y2K is any indication, you know, I'm going to put myself in the shoes of an extraterrestrial when I look at this. You know, if I see a quote, primitive society, and we're thinking of making first contact, and, you know, we're doing surveillance on them, see how those people act and such to, you know, quote, disasters and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
If I notice that these people are going to go into a panic, if we're going to have people, and I've heard people calling into paranormal radio shows before too, saying, you know what, if I see an alien coming here, I'm going to fire my shotgun at him. You know, if I'm looking at a planet like with people that are going to act like that, I don't think I'd want to go visit them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But now look at this from the standpoint of the people we've elected.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens? They're damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't.
Well, the people that we have elected, and I'm going into a subject that I'm not too sure you like to talk about very much, but I think it's, you've got people that are in power that love their power a little bit too much, and when they find that there's people, that there's beings that can travel interstellarly that have a lot much greater technology than they do, I think it puts a monkey wrench into their power, you know, if you know what I mean.
Every military commander, mm-hmm. every general of every army
in every country on this planet is concerned about the military technology and capabilities of any potential enemies. And when they have a neighbor that has much greater technology and much greater capability militarily, they feel threatened by it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, and that's not endemic specifically to the United States or Canada or the UK or Australia. That's 100% of the countries on this planet. That's the way their generals feel about it. And, I'll tell you what, it doesn't even have to be greater technology. All it has to be is some pretty devastating technology. And I'll give you a very good example. Have you ever heard of the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yes, I have.
Those missiles were not better technology than what we had. But they were devastating. They didn't have to be better. They were just close.
And both sides had their finger on the button, too, if I remember.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. And so you had suddenly all of the military in the United States of America, right up to the commander-in-chief, the president, suddenly felt threatened and took steps to alleviate the threat.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it worked. But if it had not worked, it's quite possible that the entire planet could be a cinder floating through space now.
Well, I think that's where it comes to with extraterrestrials, because they, like I said, you know, they do have far more advanced technology. I think it's I hate to use a Star Trek analogy. But remember this one episode where Data was on this one planet, and they were threatened by this group called the Sheliak, and the people were saying, oh, we're going to fight the Sheliak. Well, Data responded saying, well, these Sheliak can obliterate you from orbit. And if we got people that can travel all this way, I think they could probably do the same thing to us. And I think that's why, you know, they might feel threatened and want to keep that information from the people. So the people,
well, that might be. I don't know. I just tell you that if I were the person who had to decide 2 weeks ago, if I were the person who had to decide about, okay, we're going to do full disclosure or not, okay, if that ball is in my court, 2 weeks ago, I probably would have said, okay, let's go ahead and do it. And then IndyMac. And once we saw IndyMac, I was reminded visually again of who we really are. We are emotional way beyond our ability to think.
I think what our space brothers that are the Catholic Church has so eloquently called them, I think they're waiting for us to evolve, I think, consciously, you know. I think David Icke has talked about that and others. You know, I think we're not at a conscious level enough to be able to really interact with these beings just yet. You know what I mean?
Well, that may be the case. Listen, I appreciate the call.
All right, Kevin, have yourself a great night.
All right, thank you so much. Now, you may disagree with me. You may think that maybe the thing in with IndyMac and the response of people to the rumor is something that is totally peculiar and specific to California. I don't buy that, but maybe that's what you think. Maybe you think that we would not in any way respond that way to this information. And if that's what you think, I want to hear from you. I want to hear why you think that. I'm not sure. Now, after seeing the IndyMac debacle, I'm not sure that we're sophisticated enough. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Trey in Atlanta.
Hey, Trey.
Hey, Trey. I like that big giant coffee mug you got there.
You like that?
Yeah.
Would you?
My kind of coffee.
Would you like it if You knew it said Broncos on the other side?
Broncos? I don't really hate the Broncos. I don't really hate them. I hate the Cowboys, so, you know, that's no big deal. But I want to mention that I agree with Kevin. I don't think just the simple fact that, you know, we're not alone in the universe will cause any panic whatsoever. But what you saw at that bank was the old bottled water panic deal. And it's just something we do. We panic, and we go with the flow, and we see a herd of people going to do something. We assume, well, gee, they must know what they're talking about. I probably might want to join in this herd and go do it, too. And that's what happened at that bank, and the fact that...
And what would keep that from happening over the ET issue?
The main thing with me, though, with this whole declassification is, I think they could tell us some knowledge. You know, we'd find out that some of our DNA is probably different than other of our DNA, you know, and that's probably, one of the things.
Trey, do you want to hang on through the break?
Yeah.
All right, hang on, man. We'll be back right after this, folks. Don't go away. And we are back. Let's get the telephone number back up on the screen for you there.
All right, we're talking with Trey. Trey, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now, I had asked the question, why do you think we would respond differently to UFO extraterrestrial disclosure than they responded to a mere rumor about a bank?
Well, Kevin, it just depends on what you tell us about it. And this is actually something that, you know, we won't know unless it happens, and we see more examples of what we saw with that bank. But I want to talk about what you were talking about, and there's something, and I don't even know if, I know we can't handle any kind of new technology that has, you know, anything to do with weaponry, but even if it's free energy, Kevin, that means you can fly a plane around the world without refueling with a bomb on it. You can fly hundreds of them without refueling around the world as many times as the pilot could, you know, with two, a couple of pilots in a plane. So there's a lot of things you don't think about as far as the free energy goes. I mean, look what we use the internet for. You wouldn't think it's, you know, it's not that big a deal. We're over there, we're hacking people's heads off on the internet so their families and loved ones can see it and everybody else can see it. And so we use technology and, you know, and use it for all kind of crazy things, but I wonder about that free energy. What do you think about that? Because I'd never even thought about that until tonight.
Well, it just really depends. You know, I've talked about this before. If you introduce any real technological leap forward, if you do that suddenly, you will collapse the economy. Now, we've seen, I said that on several broadcasts, really extending back for the past couple of years. And then people, you know, Trey, people write to me and say that I'm not for the development of this this high technology advanced energy systems. I am. I'm just saying that if you introduce it suddenly, you will collapse the economies of the entire industrialized world.
Yeah.
And we've seen examples. Just take a look at the oil industry and what the oil industry, they're making record profits. And the price of gasoline, or for those of you who are in other parts of the world, you may call it benzene or you may call it petrol. But the prices are skyrocketing, and the oil companies are making record profits. But look at the pressure that has put on the economy of the largest economy on the planet, and that's this one.
Yeah, no, I
it's
wouldn't.
It's brought it to the brink of collapse.
Well, just think how destable the Middle East would be whenever all that oil wasn't worth anything anymore to them. I mean, if that was absolutely worth nothing.
Well, that day is coming.
You know, so
that day is coming. But you see, my point is here. We've had I've said if you make any rapid changes in any major oil company, you're going to really have some devastating effects on the economy. Now, here we've had it with rapid changes in, you know, an explosion of their profits, right? You would have the exact same effect on the economy if you have a rapid implosion of their profits. It'll have the exact same effect.
I got a feeling the next level for us as humans, I know you don't like the word. People talk about ascending or whatever. I think when they talk about ascending and going to another level of consciousness, I think the best way to say it, Kevin, is probably a different state of being, a different state of existence. And I think if we go to this different state of existence, there's not going to be any money. And, we're not going to need it, because I think we're going to get to a point if anything bad happens, well, all the doctors are going to have to be doctors because they want to be doctors and help people and so on and so forth if it gets to that point. But I think any new technology, does not go with our economy. It just doesn't go with money, and we're pretty much pushed the limits there. And I think,
Well, it can. You know. It can fit with an economy that uses money if you introduce it slowly. And I think that there is a possibility that these hybrid automobiles are the beginning of that.
If we could just get better batteries for our computers, Kevin. I mean, come on. An hour and a half and it dies on me?
Well, you know? I'll tell you what. Did you know there is a hydrogen-powered battery?
Well, most of our...
It has been invented. There's a hydrogen-powered battery that for computers. Now, it's not on the market. It's not out there, but it does exist. We have the ability. Al Gore made a speech today that I've heard all afternoon. I've heard several talk show hosts poo-pooing the speech. Now, he called for complete energy independence, and he's talking about independence from the use of carbon-based fuels. And he said, we can do it within 10 years. And I've heard these hosts poo-pooing that. There are things that Al Gore says that I have disagreed with. But when I agree with, when he says something I agree with, I think I owe it to honesty to say so. And I totally agree with what Al Gore said today, that we can do that. We can, within 10 years, achieve complete independence from carbon-based fuels.
Well, we would have to do it. If we did it in this country, we sure as heck wouldn't be able to let the technology out because, like I said, any kind of free energy... Trust me, they're coming, and they won't have to refuel anymore. And I don't mean to be paranoid, but it's just the way it is. I mean, you got people that say this is what they want to do, and they're the head of a country. You need to take them for their word and take them seriously, you know. And they, you know.
Well, there could be some non-carbon based fuels developed that would work in automobiles that simply don't come from carbon based. You know, from oil.
Yeah, where you would still run out of fuel, you would still need to refuel.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I see what you're saying there, and that would be something, but, you know.
Well,
anyway,
I think Al Gore hit it on the head today. I think he hit the nail right on the head, and I think it scared a lot of the talk show hosts. And when I hear them ridiculing, I figure someone said something right.
Yeah, well, I'll get off, Kevin, but I just want to say that, you know, if there was some kind of plan to where they could do it, well, then I'd be all for it if it'd be a plan to where you would, you know, keep the economy semi-stable and to where it wouldn't just crash it and have everybody starving to death.
Yeah, and that's what these people we elected have to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want to be in their chair, I promise you. Thanks for the call.
All right, man.
All right, the telephone number is on your screen. It is 1-623-581-5148. What do you think about this declaration, this Galactic Freedom Day declaration? You think this is calling for the right thing? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Ryan in Washington.
Hi, Ryan.
I don't really know what to think about this, to be honest with you. It's kind of it's hard to determine exactly what's going to happen. As far as this, the Galactic Federation Day, I think it's great. It's a great day. But as soon as the Bilderbergers take a look at it, then I'll be convinced that it's actually going to happen. I don't know how far it's going to go. I mean, it's a great idea and everything, but I don't know how much power the exopolitics movement really has right now. As far as free energy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do we know that other countries might not have weaponized this already? Figuring that if there's UFOs and the aliens are here, are they only visiting the United States or are they visiting other countries?
Visiting other countries as well. We hear reports from virtually every part of the world.
So it's possible that other countries, unfortunately, the ones that we might not want to have it, could possibly be developing. I don't know. Do you think there's a possibility that there's high gas prices right now for a reason? figuring that if there's a new energy source that is revealed in a certain amount of time, that this is kind of a safety net that the oil companies are building. Figure if that happens, then this is kind of like
kind of get it while you can.
Kind of reserve, kind of like a reserve net to, in case there is a new energy system revealed. Well, the oil companies.
That's entirely possible. Entirely possible.
I just thought that would. I was curious about that. You know, the only thing, the thing that fascinates me about the universe and what's out there when I look up into the stars and stuff is what if there's another planet that is exactly like us with human beings and animals and dogs and cats? I mean, almost like, can you imagine if there's another, you know, America's great. I love America. But is there an America on every planet? You know, that's the thing that I kind of was. It's just kind of fascinating because, you know, maybe other planets there is no America, you know.
Well, I would think that the probability is that there is not. I would think that the probability is that this planet has its own unique sociology, and as any civilization would. And ours is a very fragmented sociology. Do you know, Ryan, there are people who still buy into Adolf Hitler's belief that race is a determiner of intelligence and capability. And yeah, we still have large groups of people on this planet that believe that, and believe themselves to be superior.
I tell you, there's a guy in here in Bellevue, Washington, that was just is being investigated and has been considered to be deported and charged because he's an 85-year-old man who participated in Nazi death camps of the Serbians, but and he's still living here in Washington, and they're arresting him now.
And he did what with the Serbians?
He participated. He was a Nazi. He worked for the Nazis and was a part of one of their. I don't know. That's off the topic here, but
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to talk about that. Anyway, he's being arrested and deported. But, anyways, are you going to watch Larry King tomorrow?
I'll have to catch a replay of that.
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, I'm getting ready for the show and then doing the show, and so I'll have to catch a replay of that. It'll be back on Sunday.
I think it should be a decent one. I hope they don't have a real bad skeptic on there, but it's just amazing.
Well, they are. Bill Nye, the science guy.
He's going to be on there tomorrow?
He's going to be there again.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. All right. Well, hopefully, though, they won't get mad. Anyway, yeah, the guest you had on yesterday or a couple of days ago is going to be on there. So.
Yeah, you know, the thing about having Bill Nye on is it does a really great service for our side of the fence. Having Bill Nye on there gives his side of the fence such a black eye that, you know, I mean, he's irritating, nonsensical, and unfactual. And so much so to the extreme that it gives his side of the fence a huge black eye. And I think it's a really good thing that they're going to have him on there.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to give him a hard time. If he wants to express his opinion, that's fine.
That's right.
I guess
that's
they have
right.
to give a 50-50 opinion, one side on each side. So, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you for the call.
Telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 1-623-581-5148. What we're talking about is this Galactic Freedom Day declaration. Now, there were some things in here that I really, really have some questions about. I'm not critical of it. Understand, if I say I have questions about it, I mean I have questions. Doesn't mean I'm critical of it. But I really do have questions about some of this.
For instance, it says, we affirm the natural right of all citizens to have safe and open contact with extraterrestrial visitors. Now, I've been at this for the past 8 years doing this show. I've been sitting here at the microphone, well, not just here, I've been all over the world with it, but I've been coming to you with the Kevin Smith Show for the past 8 years. And so I'm very aware of the fact that if I ask questions about something, there are people who think I'm being critical of it. But I have questions. That's what I do. I can't help it. That's what I do, okay? I ask questions. Now, when this says we affirm the natural right of all citizens to have safe and open contact with extraterrestrial visitors, here's a question. You can affirm your right to have safe and open contact. Who is it that you think is going to ensure that it's safe? I know people who hate cops. Now, I absolutely detest dirty cops. I am a cop. I'm a retired cop. Been a cop all my life. And I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the right of the citizens to have their constitutional rights observed and protected. And that means you have a right to exist without having to fear Billy Badass with a badge. Your cops should be professional, and they should be everything they do should be within the framework of the Constitution. As a cop, I ask questions. I know people who hate cops. Absolutely hate cops. Detest cops. Who do they call the first time they get into trouble and somebody's shooting at them? Who do they call? Who do they call when someone steals their car? Who do they call when someone breaks into their house? They call the cops. Deep down inside, you know that a law is only a suggestion unless it is enforced. Whenever you say we have a right to have, as citizens, to have safe and open contact with extraterrestrial civilizations, who is it that you think is going to ensure that safety? Now, as I said, I've been at this for a long time, and I know that if I even suggest that there may be some extraterrestrials who don't have our best interest at heart and may be actually hostile to us, I know I'm going to get tons of email from people who absolutely detest that and who think that's nonsense. And it may be. The point is, we don't know. The point is, it's all speculation. All of it is speculation at this point, because we have not had open contact with extraterrestrial civilizations. I'm talking about you and me. Now, you may say, well, I've been abducted, 500 times, and they're very friendly. Okay. But have you been abducted by 500 different groups of extraterrestrials? You see the point? There are nations on this planet where you can go and their people are friendly and you're safe. There are other nations where if you go there, you may never see light of day again. In fact, they may kill you. I don't think that extraterrestrial civilizations are going to be that different from us. Just because they have greater technology does not necessarily mean that they are spiritually superior to us, and that they've overcome all of these desires to hurt people and to do destructive things. It doesn't mean that. Now, the telephone number, I'd like to get your comments on this. This thing's going to happen on 8808 at 8 p.m. Universal Time. And I've read it to you. I want to get your comments on this. I think it's an important issue because it is going to happen on the 8th of August. So the telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. Again, 623-581-5148. And I would like to hear your thoughts about this declaration. It's called the Galactic Freedom Day Declaration. And I would like to hear from you who, maybe you're part of this, okay? And I'm not critical of it. I'm asking questions about it because I think it's an important document, and I think it's an important issue. And the question that I have just proposed is, who is it that's going to make sure that you have safe contact here? It says, we affirm the natural right of all citizens to have safe and open contact with extraterrestrial visitors. But how do you know that it will be safe? And if it turns out not to be safe, who's going to rectify that situation and see to your safety, to your rescue? Who's going to do that? I've heard, well, if they really wanted to destroy us, they could have done so centuries ago because they've been coming here for millennia, and they could have destroyed us millennia ago. Yeah, but the flip side of that coin is when people say they're coming here to help us, that these star brothers, these extraterrestrials, are coming here to help us. You see, the flip side of the coin is they've been coming for millennia. Why haven't they helped us? We still have cancer. We now have AIDS. We now have Ebola, one of the most insidious diseases ever. On the health front, things are getting worse, not better. If they wanted to rescue us, they've had thousands of years to do it, and they haven't done it. True enough, if they wanted to destroy us, they've had thousands of years to do it, and they haven't incinerated us, that's true, but by not intervening to help us, have they not facilitated the destruction of us? Maybe I'm wrong on that. I want to hear what you think about that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Good.
I'm not saying this just to stroke your ego. I feel the same way. I'm kind of torn between that rock and a hard place of, you know, you want the information out there, but you know we can't handle what we've got now. You know, we are kind of a crazy people at times, and it's hard to say, you know. But then I guess I got to balance. Would I rather have a bunch of people telling me that it's possible and being official about it, or them just showing up? You know, I guess there's the flip side of what happens if they just appear everywhere and nobody has any clue.
I think they've been doing that.
Yeah, I guess maybe more on a more of a grand scale where there is no deniability about it. You know?
Kind of like Independence Day where they park above the city,
you know,
huh?
You know, not that necessarily happened, but I guess if it did, I mean, because it is all a guessing game anyway, nobody knows. But, you know, would you rather have somebody coming out and saying, yes, we've had some possibilities of extraterrestrial life and kind of snowballing it over, but giving us at least enough meat to say that, yes, it is possible, and to kind of ease people into it, or they just show up? You know, that's why that whole UN meeting is kind of funny to me because, you know, I think it is a race against the clock right now.
Yeah, but you know something? In a way, I think they've been disclosing with leaked information for many years. If you look at things that NASA says, you know, I've pointed this out. It's a great example. If you go to NASA and you do a search for UFO, go to nasa.gov, and in their search box type UFO, and you're going to see a very long list of documents that will appear about these UFOs. One of those documents says that astronauts have reported anomalous objects in space, are seeing anomalous objects while in space flight. These have been investigated and have been deemed by NASA, and this is a quote, to not be abnormal in a space environment. Now that is, when you say it's not abnormal, you've just said it is normal.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been investigated by NASA, and these have been deemed to be normal in the space environment. Do you know they can come back 10 years from now when full disclosure is on and people are yelling and screaming and saying, why didn't you tell us? They can point to that and say, we did. Why didn't you read?
Yeah, that is true.
And I think there are a lot of things like that that the government has done that are disclosure if we just pay attention.
Yeah, it just seems like such a slow process.
It is.
Obviously,
you want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, hang on.
All right, folks, Chris from Grand Rapids is with us, and we'll get back to him right after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back, and
are you still with me?
I am indeed, sir.
All right. We had to cut you off because of the break, and I think you are addressing this in a way that shows you're thinking about this, but state your opinion again about this now so that we can grasp all of its details.
I guess just as far as the whole thing that you're talking about, as far as disclosure goes, I do feel that there are a lot of things that they need to keep from us, you know, especially like when you were talking about the weapon systems and things like that. But, you know, kind of like Trey touched on, any form of it, really, anything than other than what we have could be dangerous in somebody's hands. But, you know, people, we're just, you know, we're a crazy type, and I don't know if we could handle it, but I'm always curious, like, you know, what would be better, having somebody tell us that it was going to happen, or the possibility of it to happen, or it just showing up and happening, you know? And you had talked before about the UN meeting, and you know, what an interesting timetable that they might have laid out there, and you know, I don't know, is it a race against the clock? I'm not sure.
If that UN meeting is, in fact, genuine, if it's real, and I think it is, based on the conversations that I've had here on this show with, you know, with the Pickering brothers, with Dick Criswell, with Michael Sala, I think it's a real meeting, and I think it's a race against the clock. But I also think that if large numbers of us stop feeling about this, well, I don't mean stop feeling, but stop letting our emotions about this drive the car, and start letting our minds drive the car, and if we'll read and investigate, I think we'll find that while on the surface it appears that the cover-up continues, in things that they write and in information that they have leaked out, they've been telling us, I think. I mean, I use that example about NASA. How do you take that when they say astronauts have reported, it's on a page about UFOs, and it uses the term UFO?
Yep, and I believe that that's what they're doing. The only problem I have with that, though, is average Joe, who isn't going to go to the NASA website, you know, might not understand, I guess, the vernacular or really what the behind the mirror, what's going on. And it seems to me that if there is a timetable in place, and it's coming whether we can stop it or not as far as disclosure goes, why would you not want to kind of, I guess, fast forward the information a little bit and give one thing that a human species together could finally kind of come together on, something which would be bigger than ourselves? You know, I mean, we do, there's so much infighting in the human species as it is, we can barely maintain our own, but it would seem like this might kind of collectively pull us together a little bit and maybe get us focusing positively on what could happen and you know, try to make the changes necessary.
Well, I agree with you, and I think that the first steps have been taken by two people. One is the Pope and the Vatican. The Vatican released a statement that it's okay. It's okay if you think they're extraterrestrials, because after all, they're just our space brothers. And that was a big step. Now, the Pope could have put the quietus on that, but he didn't. And that's important. The second step, I think, was taken by King Abdullah from Saudi Arabia. He just held a conference in Spain where he called religious leaders from all over the world to a conference. It was attended by people of all faiths. There were Muslims, of course. There were Christians. There were Jews. There were Hindus. There were Buddhists. Everybody was there. And in his speech to them, he said, "We must all repudiate extremism."
Yeah.
And that religion should not have us fighting each other. Okay, now these two steps As a matter of fact, I think that speech happened yesterday. It could have been today, but it just happened. These two things are big steps forward, I think, in getting the world to think above where we have been.
Do you think it'll be harder socially or spiritually for society to deal with?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, as I said, you look at what happened with IndyMac, and there you see a portrait of who we are.
Yeah.
We're not really too sophisticated.
Yeah, you know, and that's exterior. I mean, now you talk about religion with somebody and how this could impact their beliefs. You know, now you're talking about their faith. And, yeah, who knows how we would react to that.
Yeah. And see, this is such a great danger. We are at a place in this country, and I think probably throughout the world. I haven't been to every country, but I've been to a bunch. And we're at a place where what we believe is more important to us than what we know.
Yeah.
And belief at its core is speculation. Now, I know there are people who say, oh, no, it's not that. It's faith, and faith is something much greater than speculation. And okay, well, that's a theological opinion. The fact is it's speculation. There's not anybody who can tell me that. There's not one single individual on this planet that can tell me that they have seen God with their eyes. That does not mean that I'm saying there is no God. What I'm saying is faith fills in the blanks for what we don't know. And when we allow what we believe to have more power than what we know, if what we believe is really destructive, and if it's wrong, then we end up doing things like the Nazis did.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially the ones that believe that they know. The most dangerous in my heart and mind, you know.
Knowing is far superior to believing. Now, that doesn't mean that I think there's no role for belief. It's that I think we need, with clarity of mind, to understand what belief is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. It was so fun talking to you, but I should really get off here and let somebody else jump in.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Yeah, the telephone number is 1-623-581-5148. Let's get that back on the screen for you. 623-581-5148. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great.
This is Tony in Norman.
Hello, Tony in Norman.
How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
I just asked you that. first thing I saw was on the Science Channel, something about the guys on the way to the moon and stuff like that, and supposedly never told before. And Buzz Aldrin was talking about on the way to the moon, they saw this thing. I'm sure you've heard this before.
Yeah.
It's been talked about before, where he said that they saw something out the window and it was following them. And he talked about that. He said they couldn't come right out and say, hey, there's something out here. So they had to kind of disguise it by saying, where's the booster?
Yeah.
So he really said it. They really did see something. And this time he actually admitted it. And this was from, I believe the original air date was 05.
You know, he said that last year also on a British television interview, and then mm-hmm. denied it the next week.
Right. Right, I remember that.
Yeah. I'm not really sure what's up with him. I think the report that they saw something is the real story, because he's told it more than once. But then he came out and flatly denied it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he in that report, in that interview, he said we knew it wasn't the booster because they told us the booster was supposed to be something like, what, 90 miles away? 60 miles away?
No, 6,000.
6,000 miles away. Okay. So, and he said we knew it was not the booster. But then I saw him on Larry King say it was the booster.
Right.
You know, so, you know, if Buzz Aldrin says it these days, divide it by 10 and you may be down near the truth.
And now to compare the bank thing with disclosure.
Okay.
That's two separate things.
It is, except it's two separate events, but it's one human nature.
Yeah, but with the bank thing, you're talking about people's money, so they're gonna go ape over that.
What do you think if with disclosure you're talking about their whole concept of God in the universe?
I just think that it'd be two totally separate things. People are not gonna act the same way when they think that their money is probably gone.
Okay, you want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, hang on. We'll be back. This thing could affect your money. So we'll talk about that when we come back. All right, folks, don't go away. Galactic Freedom Day Declaration. That's what we're talking about.
Life is an open road. Fill her up and foot to the floor. Life is a one-way street. There's no going back for more. Take the wheel and make the bends. Watch the winds and mind the winds. You can't sleep at journey's end. Sunday drivers, or burn it up in one last smash. Either way, there's no survivors. At the end of this open road, life is an open road.
So
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Let me remind you very quickly, if you haven't done so, get over to kevinsmithshow.com and subscribe to the K-Files e-zine. That's our free weekly newsletter. It goes out tomorrow night, so you've got time to get on our email list. It's free. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. All right. We're talking about this Galactic Freedom Day declaration, and you still with me?
I sure am.
Okay. Now, you said it's two different things because they're talking about money. All right, let's talk about money. First of all, a huge number, it's not a minority, a huge number of Americans are invested in the stock market. Some of them are invested in oil companies, but even if they're not, they're invested in companies that very often those companies have invested in the oil industry. And so up the line, oil is into everything. The aliens show up. Disclosure happens, and then the aliens show up. And there they are in these huge motherships just parked above our cities. As has been described on this show, I don't know if that's what's going to happen. That's pure speculation. So let's just speculate. They show up. They descend from their spaceships, and they say, "Hello, Earth, we're here. And we come in peace. And as a token of our good intentions, we're going to solve all your energy problems. Here's how to do it." And overnight, oil is out of business. There will be a financial collapse to the tune of trillions of dollars across this planet.
Definitely.
What do you think's going to happen? Now, remember, IndyMac was a rumor.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, well, definitely it's going to cause havoc. It's going to wreak havoc. There's going to be all kinds of garbage going on. But when you're talking about something as personal as your bank, it's like, not the same, but it's like, don't touch my wife or my kids.
And don't touch my money.
And don't touch my money.
And when the banks all close and the stock market collapses over this UFO thing.
Yeah, but a bank is more personal.
They'll close.
Than the stock market or something like that.
Well, let me tell you, if Wall Street collapses, the banks collapse.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure.
And so, what do you think will happen when all the banks collapse? If that happens, if disclosure happens suddenly like that, and it causes the collapse of the oil industry, or it causes the collapse of Wall Street, it will collapse the banks.
Yes, I agree.
And then, that's why I asked the question. In this declaration, it says we have, as citizens, we affirm the right as citizens to have safe, open contact
with
extraterrestrials. Okay, who's going to ensure that it's safe?
I agree with the statement, but who's going to protect us? I don't know. The ET police?
Well, see, my only reason for pressing this point and the only reason for asking these questions is nobody is. Nobody's asking these questions. They simply say we have a right. Well, let's ask the question. If I've got that right, let's ask the question, who's going to enforce it? It's like the Declaration of Independence. The guys wrote it down, and by my asking the question certainly doesn't mean that I don't like the Declaration of Independence. I love it. But when you write a declaration that says the time has come, and we are declaring our independence from you, and we have a right given by our Creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you're standing in the way of that, and therefore, King, we fire you. Now, that's basically what the Declaration of Independence said.
Right.
Great stuff, but who's going to enforce it? And, you see, they had to ask that question before they did the declaration.
I knew the answer to that one. I don't have it, but...
Yeah, but see, before they did the Declaration of Independence, they had to answer that question.
Yeah.
And they said, we will enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, when we declare this Galactic Freedom Day, if it were to actually come to pass, these things that they declare, then who enforces it? Well, it's the very people that they're declaring are wrong in covering things up. It's those very same people that they'll have to call on to enforce things and to rescue them if safety doesn't happen.
If it is truly open contact,
if you had open contact with Joseph Stalin, you would not be safe.
No.
Just because it's open doesn't mean it's safe.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that it's safe, but I think that would affect things in some way. In what way, I don't know, but right now they're acting covertly, hidden, more than less.
Who is?
The aliens, in doing what they're doing. They take people whenever they want.
Well, this declaration says we declare all agreements that governments or agencies of the government may have with extraterrestrials to be null and void. Okay, let's ask a question about that. Since we don't know for sure that those agreements exist, we think they may, and since we don't know what's in those agreements, we don't know if those agreements are what has kept us from being invaded.
This is true, too. That's a big question.
Yeah. And so all I'm saying is before we take these big steps like this, shouldn't we ask these questions?
Definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, I think we really should ask these questions. It may be that these agreements, let's assume that they exist for the sake of argument, it may be that these agreements are what has kept us alive.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Completely and totally possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But who has that answer? Only Disclosure will answer that.
Yeah, but you know, Disclosure, let's go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis. I've had people on this show say that they don't have a right, the government has no right to make these secret agreements. You know, the Cuban Missile Crisis was mitigated and nullified and brought back down to a level of normalcy because of a secret agreement between President Kennedy and Khrushchev. And that secret agreement was they would remove their missiles from Cuba and we would remove ours from Turkey. And they kept that whole thing secret that we agreed to remove ours from Turkey, because the American public would never go for it.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
But it was that secret agreement that has made it possible for you and me to have this conversation today.
Oh, I understand what you're saying, but I don't have those answers.
Yeah, and I don't either. And see, all I'm saying, Tony, is I'm for disclosure, but I'm for rational disclosure. We've got to ask these tough questions before we just leap off the cliff.
And who's going to give those answers?
Well, I think a lot of the answers are there. If we really read what they say, what they actually say, and don't read something into it, they say what they say. I think a lot of the things that people are looking for in disclosure are in the documents that are readily available.
Probably.
Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
You're very welcome. Take care, Ken.
All right. Ah, we ran out of time, and I tell you what, I still have some
I've still got some flash messages. I'll try to get to your flash messages that you sent in tonight early in the show tomorrow night, all right? I promise I'll do it. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.